WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with the Disruptor Crew. Yeah, let's take it over the weather. Tonight, we'll be cloudy with a low of 31. Tomorrow, we do have a chance of mixed precipitation. Cloudy, a high of 42. Looking at it Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 43. Here is Laura Branigan on Max FM.
90s, and more. Max FM. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Hold on. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Seven Max FM, Deep Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday afternoon. All right, I thought it was a cruel April Fool's Day joke a day later. Oh my goodness, having to shovel snow in April, that just did not seem right. Now, everyone is kind of giving me a little bit of grief about this. We go to the Max FM Facebook page. We did put our vote in last week, so that's what the consensus is today. Here is Human League on Max FM.
I just need a song.
shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday afternoon. If you're with your significant other right now, pay close attention and look on their face when I say the next part. Google just agreed to delete all the data they've been collecting from people's incognito searches in Chrome. Yeah, they've been tracking all of those. Most people assume when they search for something incognito mode, usually like porn and things like that, that it's confidential. But all that really does not add to your computer's search history. A lawsuit filed in 2020 accused Google of misrepresenting the type of data it collects from those searches. The lawsuit was settled late last year, but the details just came out in a court filing this week. They agreed to delete billions of data records from people's private browsing sessions. The plaintiffs wanted $5 billion in damages too, but that didn't happen. Google is updating its disclosure forms and it's allowing people to block third-party cookies in incognito mode for the next 5 years. They also won't track how often you switch to incognito from now on, so you won't know when you're doing it three times a day anymore. Oh my goodness, yeah, that's kind of a shocker, but you know what? Everything is tracked on a computer somewhere, so be on your best behavior. That's my advice to you today. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar by Community First Bank, a look at weather news by Bruce Springsteen on Max FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 4th Annual Baraboo Mystery Weekend in downtown Baraboo. Once again, downtown will be turned into the scene of a mystery for amateur detectives to solve. It's a fun and unique mix of mystery theater, live action clue game, and scavenger hunt. Suspects and witnesses will be out and about just waiting to share their stories and answer questions. The grand finale of the weekend will come on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the historic Al Ringling Theater when the local police chief will unravel the mystery and arrest the culprit. Prizes for participants will be awarded by drawing, including the grand prize selected from those who were able to correctly identify the murderer. Again, this will be happening both Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. each day, and then that final reveal at 3 p.m. Again, BaraboomysteryWeekend.com for all the details. It's also time for Chili Madness at St. John's School Gymnasium in Portage. It's an opportunity to show off your favorite chili and watch the final four games. This will be from 6:30 until 8:30 at the St. John's School Gymnasium. It's a free will donation, but they suggest $5 per person. Again, Chili Madness takes place on Saturday, April 6th, 6:30 until 8:30. Email youth@stjohnsportage.com for more details. And it's time once again for Maple Fest at the McKenzie Center in Poinette. This unique annual sweet event will offer all things maple syrup, including various drop-in activities, guided tours of their sugar bush, also demonstrations of how to tap a tree, and interpretive talks about the historical methods and cultural importance of maple sugaring in Wisconsin. Gift shop, concessions, and local Wisconsin maple syrup will be available, plus a quilt raffle at noon. This is a free event and open to the public. You do need a park sticker to attend. This is all happening at the McKenzie Center. It's Maple Fest for 2024 on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Something big is cooking during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill. We're talking almost 2 feet across big. That's 13 burgers at once big. Right now, get the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill for just $99.98 and bring that classic charcoal experience to your cookout. Buy it online and pick it up in-store to get to grilling sooner. Go big during Spring Black Friday with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill, now just $99.98 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy for tonight with some snow showers around and breezy. Lows close to 30. Some snow showers in the morning. Mixed rain and snow showers for tomorrow afternoon. Highs low 40s. Warming trend continues for Friday, mostly sunny, highs mid-40s. Low 50s and more sun Saturday. Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 34 right now. 99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Thank you. says, come on, on in.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Central Park, singing after dark, people think I'm